Yes.
Declan, what's the team news ahead of the game against Waterford?
Well, Kieran Hargan misses out through suspension. A big loss to us. Greg Slaggett misses out with an ankle injury. Again, a big loss to us. But over recent weeks, we've had good competition for those centre midfield positions. So we've got the likes of Gankalespe, Barry McNamee, obviously Gerardo Bruno, Jack Malone can all come in there and play. But a couple of wee niggles, three ankle injuries we had after the back of Friday night's game at Dundalk, where Junior rolled his ankle, Darren McCauley rolled his ankle, and obviously Slaggett's put himself out for a week or two. So we're carrying a few knocks, but that's to be expected at this time of the year. And if everybody's ruled out, then we have full belief in the squad, and the guys that's on the periphery of the team at the minute can come in and do a good job.
Of course, Doug, we have a good record against Waterford this season. Do you look into things like that?
No, I think you have to look at what the pitfalls are of this game. They're coming off, they're fighting, they pull away from Fan Harps at the bottom of the table. I know Alan Reynolds very well, and he'd be hurting from a couple of the defeats that we had in a 8-day period at the Brandywell. They'll be coming under their backyard, where, in my opinion, the last game we played there, we should have seen the game out, but we conceded a penalty in the last seconds of injury time. And that ultimately cost us an extra 2 points. But we know going down here that Waterford have players that can cause you huge problems. El Bazzuti, O'Connor, Shane Duggan was rested last night against Shamrock Rovers. And, they've got players that have a lot of experience and won football matches in the League of Ireland, and we got to treat it with the utmost respect.
Of course, they haven't got a good track record at home those last few games, and we've lost them four, maybe five out of the last.
Well, we can't control what they do. We can only control ourselves. I personally think that Waterford are a good side. I think they're a side that can cause you a lot of problems. We had to take them the extra time in the Brandywell to get through in the League Cup. So we know that they are capable of hurting you. So we can only control our side of it. We'll do a game plan up. We'll look at what their strengths and weaknesses, in our opinion, are. And then we'll try and execute our game plan on them. But very much now, between now and the end of the season, we got to concentrate on ourselves. We won our 7 games, we'll be in Europe. If we don't win our 7 games, we're then reliant on all our results. And as I've said constantly, there's a lot of other factors that come into the last few games of the season. People taking their eye off the ball, people thinking that their games are easy. There's no easy games, especially coming into the last phases of games. Waterford played half a game last night with 10 men against Shamrock Rovers and Tallaght, and we're very unfortunate they lose it. So, look, we've got to be very respectful and understand that there's a lot of big football matches to be played.
Of course, the team below you lost their manager this week. They're 3 points behind you. Those players will be looking to impress for the next man coming in. They're hot on your tail. Do you look at anything like that, Declan? Because it makes every game a cup game to you, now.
Well, that's what I'm saying all along. And every game is a cup game. We've got to make sure we uphold our side of the game and perform. You need elite performances. I keep saying it. You need elite performances to get through to the end of the season. Now, we were unfortunate, I felt, on Friday night. It was an extremely elite performance from second half on, where we took one of the best teams in the history of the League of Ireland to the last seconds of the game. But that's gone. We got to perform to that level again now on Friday. And if we can do that, then it doesn't really matter who's in front of you or who's behind you. We just got to try and win 7 games. If we win 7 games, it doesn't matter what anybody else does, because we have to play all those teams. So, won 7 games, and we'll finish the season in a very positive frame of mind.
Thank you, Declan.